Well, Ricky, I'm back again. I'm going to finish this up by telling you about some other stuff I'm going to send you. It's a copy of a so-called Roxbury history. I don't see a whole lot of history in it, but it's a thing I got when I was back there the last time. I think probably in 2000 was the last time I came back there, and Frank and Cherry told me about this fella that lived on the Roxbury Road, and I can't tell you whether he lives in Roxbury or Marlborough, but they sure can tell you. He was a writer of sorts and did this brief history of Roxbury. So I'm sending a copy of that along to you, along with the original envelope and that your mother used to send this to me in 2000, and I think October. I had asked her about this letter from Cousin Billy, who was your mother's age and the youngest son of William Orrin. He was the one that wrote the big H-page letter, and you remember probably at the reunion in 88 reading it or whatever. But anyway, it's quite interesting. It's handwritten, but 8 pages long. You better give yourself some time if you're going to digest very much of it. But as I understood it, he went down there to Texas in Eagle Pass to teach English or Spanish or something. Anyway, he married this Mexican girl, and they had quite a number of children, as you can see by the letter there. And I've never been down there, but he would be, roughly 80 or 81 years old now. So, and like I say, that's the part of the family that people die and you don't find out about it until 2 or 3 years later. And I've never had any correspondence with them at all. I don't know about that, but you might find this interesting, and I think it belongs with you, since it was your mother's letter he sent to her in lieu of his being at the reunion in 1988. Okay, those are the two things I'm going to send you, as well as the tape recorder. Once I fill up another, maybe 50 minutes here or something, and I think I can do that, and then we'll go from there. I'll make myself some notes, and I don't think I'll have any trouble filling this thing, filling out these 3 hours, because there's not much more than 50 minutes left right about now. So I'll sign off for now and make myself a little light outline to see if I can't rig up about 50 more minutes before I send this recorder right back to you. Okay?